It's Thursday, June 24th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. California Governor Gavin Newsom vastly overstated wildfire prevention work completed by his administration. That's according to an investigation by Capital Public Radio in Sacramento. The radio station reported Wednesday that state fire officials treated less than 18 of the 140 square miles Newsom touted as priority projects in 2019. The report also says the state's fuel reduction efforts and wildfire prevention funding fell in 2020. The governor's office did not respond to requests for comment. The state's top fire official says he takes responsibility for the governor sharing inaccurate information. Nevada officials are working through issues with the state's COVID-19 vaccination raffle. Vax Nevada Days offers cash prizes for Nevadans who have received at least one shot. Residents can check online at Nevada Web IZ to make sure their name is in the state's database, but as KTVN reports, some vaccinated residents are not seeing their names. State officials said everyone who receives one shot will be entered, and if Nevadans can't find their record, it might be under a different phone number or email address. Former U.S. Senator Dean Heller is testing out a potential run for Nevada governor next year. Heller spoke to rural county Republicans at two events this month alongside announced candidates. Heller, a Republican who lost his re-election in 2018, spoke at a June 12th dinner in Elko hosted by the county Republican Party, along with other Republicans running for the state's top office. One attendee says Heller acknowledged he is considering a run for governor. He made a similar appearance last weekend at a GOP dinner in Churchill County. The former senator has kept a low profile since losing re-election in 2018 to Democrat Jackie Rosen. Nevadans filing unemployment claims will once again have to meet all pre-pandemic requirements. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck has more.
The change comes as the emergency regulations created during the early days of the pandemic expire. Anyone filing for unemployment insurance must now seek and accept full-time work if offered. The Department of Employment, Training, and Rehabilitation must also ensure an applicant was employed for at least 16 weeks before filing a claim. The state is also rolling back benefits based on the amount of severance, pension, and leave paid to a worker ahead of their termination. Lucia Starbuck, KUNR News.
Health officials have identified three clusters of the Delta COVID-19 variant in Washoe County. The health district released information Wednesday confirming 17 known cases of the new strain of the coronavirus in the county. One cluster was discovered at Hunsberger Elementary School, where two students and members of their household tested positive for the Delta COVID-19 variant. Originally identified in India, it was first reported in Washoe County earlier this month. Health officials say the variant is highly contagious and predominantly affects younger people. Our region, along with the Northwest, have some of the most powerful wind resources in the country. But according to new federal data, most of the wind capacity built since 2011 is in the middle of the country. The Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports.
Wind energy in the U.S. has seen a lot of growth in the last decade. That has to do with a significant decrease in the cost of building wind farms and states requiring more renewable energy. Rob Godby is an economist at the University of Wyoming.
Once it becomes affordable and much more competitive to produce electricity with wind, then you start looking for the places where you can make the most money doing it.
That includes places like eastern Wyoming and the eastern plains of Colorado and New Mexico. PacifiCorp recently announced plans to build more wind farms in Wyoming and Idaho, as well as battery storage in Utah and Oregon for solar energy. The proposal is just one part of the utility's extensive plan to retire most of its coal-fired power plants. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
The University of Nevada, Reno will receive nearly $2.5 million to conduct research on energy. The money is part of a grant funded by the U.S. Department of Energy to strengthen resources for research in underserved areas. As a note of disclosure, the Nevada System of Higher Education holds the license to this station. The Tahoe Transportation District will expand evening services and route access starting this weekend. First reported by the Tahoe Daily Tribune, the revised routes will increase access to transfers and transit throughout the Tahoe Basin. All rides will continue to be free, a change made last year. Those are your morning news headlines for Thursday, June 24th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.